I want to ask LeBron, what does he mean by there's no party like a Diddy party? I truly want to know. And not only that, LeBron, how many Diddy parties have you actually been to? LeBron, you're a fucking scumbag, and I hope you get locked up in the same cell with Diddy.
Yeah, here I am, crazy. I thought that all of these rappers and Hollywood weirdos were just raping kids, boys. No, they're raping dudes too. Raping dudes. It's weird the mindset of these liberal trash humans and these media elites. Like, no, in Hollywood, they just rape women. I think they rape everybody. And allegedly, of course, case in point, you might have Diddy raping dudes. This is the latest drop in the P-Diddler scandal. Breitbart over here. Diddy accused of drugging and raping three men. To celebrate Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We did it, Joe! P. Diddy went on a bit of a rampage himself. Right? Kamala Harris and Joe Biden raped our country. And P. Diddy allegedly raped some dudes. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, listen, we don't know what happened over here. I have to trust all whammons, believe all whammons and dudes. That's the law now. Right, lefties? No, that's not the law. That's weird. You know, that guy in the. There's some people sitting there going, come on, this is too far. Like, listen, I could see P. Diddy raping women and small girls, but he's doing men too. Guys, listen, here's what I know. The dude who used to be in all of those funny Old Spice commercials, Terry Crews, I think it is, the big black dude, right? There's an interview out there of him after or during the hashtag Me Too. Again, hashtag Me Too, guys. We got to believe all the women's and the dudes, right? And he's telling everybody that he was at a Hollywood party. He goes, oh, yeah, you know, I was at a Hollywood party and I had to let this studio head touch my butthole. It's crazy. Terry Crews is like 299 pounds of man beef, and he was put right in fucking position, man. They said, I'm gonna touch your ball. And he goes, okay. I like money. I'm a dumb whore. I'll do anything for money because I'm a stupid dumb whore. Touch my butthole. That's fucking insane. And so, yeah, I'm not surprised. Listen, I don't know what. Listen, who knows what this idiot was up to? I don't put anything past the realm of possibility when it comes to any of these fucking people. But I know that Hollywood is raping everybody. They raping everybody. They just stopping at chicks, man. Are you kidding me? And again, the media has to acknowledge this, right? Oh, look, every we got to get all of the Harvey Weinstein. And then they go, but listen, come on, really? This is a conspiracy that P. Diddy is raping dudes. I don't know. Really? I don't know. I don't know. This would not blow my mind. Rapper Sean Diddy Combs, formerly known as P. Diddy Boys, currently known as P. Diddler, allegedly, of course, is facing disturbing new accusations that he drugged and raped three men at a New York hotel and at his home in the Hamptons, with the alleged incidents taking place in 2019 and 2020. Three anonymous plaintiffs. I know what you're saying, lefties. Uh-oh, Donald Trump's got a lot of allegations, too. Okay, Donald Trump was never arrested for raping anybody. He was arrested for saying he didn't rape somebody. He wasn't even arrested. He was, that whole rape thing is a complete scam. This dude, they arrested his pool boy. They arrested a lot of people over here. And then they finally arrested him after months and months and months of him doing God knows what. And, again, I don't know what happened over here. Maybe these are people taking advantage of the situation. But he got a lot of problems. 99 bitches, but a problem ain't one, or something like this. He got a lot of problems. Flip that, invert it. And maybe these are people just piling on, but he's vulnerable. This is a multi billionaire who's now vulnerable. He's only vulnerable because the system wants him to be vulnerable because he did shit to compromise people in the system. And now they don't know what he's going to say. Billionaires don't go to prison. They don't go to prison. Unless they screw other. The only billionaires who go to prison are billionaires who screw over other billionaires. And I don't know what's going on over here, but you're seeing a lot of accusations coming out amongst all of these people. And now he's being accused of raping dudes. Jay-Z being accused of raping a 13-year-old. Is that on the bottom over here? By the way, it looks like fucking P. Diddy might have paid one of these dudes off. So that's never a good sign. Another alleged that he was drugged and raped in 2019 at a party at a Hyatt hotel. The victim claimed that somebody gave him about $2,500 in cash after the alleged assault, allegedly on behalf of Combs. And so there's another one at Combs Estate. I mean, all of these people are hanging out together, right? They're all hanging out together. The Harvey Weinsteins, the P. Diddy's. And someone would go, oh, I saw you hanging with Donald Trump. Hey, he's lost me with Donald Trump. The minute Donald Trump ran for office, all of these people turned against him. I wonder why. P. Diddy says he hates Donald Trump, and Donald Trump and white people like Donald Trump need to be taken care of, right? So, yeah, there's pictures of Donald Trump and P. Diddy at parties. But the minute that Donald Trump ran for office, this dude turned against him massively. I wonder why. But he didn't turn against Kamala Harris. He didn't turn against Joe Biden. He didn't turn against Obama. He didn't turn against Hillary Clinton. Very consistent with his Democrat pals, who, again, are all intertwined with kid fuckers. Or the Obamas got a dead chef in their backyard. And everyone needs to pretend like, oh, that didn't happen. No, he had a dead chef in his backyard, and you all said that he wasn't even there. And then you had to acknowledge that he was there. Earlier this week, again, rapper Jay-Z was named in a new lawsuit that claims that Jay-Z participated in the rape of a 13-year-old girl alongside Combs. Jay-Z denied the allegations as a blackmail attempt. And yeah, there's going to be lots of blackmail attempts. Yeah, I don't doubt that for a second. There's also a lot of videotapes being moved out of your mansion. There's also you fleeing the scene. There's a whole bunch of other things that make me go, And, I don't know, a shit ton of video of you being a 40-year-old man hanging out with a fucking 13-year-old Justin Bieber saying some really creepy shit. I don't know, guys. I don't know. But add this one to the pile. Three dudes are now accusing Diddy of drugging and raping them. Like, just a few years ago. Wild. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel and kept up to date on the Diddler. Alleged, of course. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.